Governor Fallon, you've made it out to the Oklahoma Youth Expo more than one time. I mean, you've been out here as lieutenant governor, now as governor. Why do you keep coming back?
Because it's so important to the future of the state of Oklahoma. This is one of our largest nationwide youth expos, and it's very important to the future of our state because it's about jobs and opportunities. It's about leadership for our youth. It's about our agriculture industry and how important it is that we support the industry. And it's about bringing up future generations of farmers and ranchers in our state and teaching them leadership skills. Hopefully, they'll be able to get a little scholarship money to move on and go on to college and become future businessmen and women in our state.
I know that you're very big on trying to expand those horizons, educational opportunities for young people, and this really helps, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And one of our top goals in Oklahoma is to get more college graduates or to get more career certificate students in our state's workforce. And so this is one of those programs that helps build up youth leadership through the showing of certainly the livestock itself, but also through the scholarship program. And it involves, you know, the whole state of Oklahoma. There are over 7,000 youth from 77 counties that compete in this. And over the past over 10 years now, there's been 1,000 students who have been able to receive scholarships from the Youth Expo. And so this is a very important program for agriculture, very important program for our youth, and certainly for industry and jobs in our state.
One related note, on animal agriculture, they're very interested right now. A bill is going through the Senate in 1999. Done any studying on that? You know, where do you lean toward that particular measure at this point?
Well, it's making it through the House and certainly making it through the Senate now, and we anticipate that it may go through next week, and certainly an issue I know that's very important to the people in the agriculture sector and one that's had a lot of debate in the state of Oklahoma, but it is important that we have a humane way to be able to take care of abandoned horses and those that are getting older and that have been turned out and abandoned in our state. So we're glad we were able to see some legislation going through that will help address that issue.
You feel this is a bill that you can support then?
Yes, I think it's a bill I can support. Yeah.